Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of the Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to the Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And pinch hitting for Robbie Campo down in Shell Beach is Glenn Sanchez. Captain Glenn joins us on a kind of a blustery, sloppy-looking day weather-wise. We'll see if we can eke out of it. But I do want to let people know that the Bayou Cleanup, which we've been talking about for a couple of weeks, they were going to have some music and crawfish after volunteers went out of Campo's marina to kind of clean up the marshes and pick up some of the trash and old stuff that's out there. Well, that has been postponed due to the weather, and we'll let you know about rescheduling it. That was one of the efforts of Captain Jimmy Corley and Tiwis on the Bayou. Glenn Sanchez joins us now. And
good
Glenn,
morning.
If you had to go fishing in this today, besides a rain suit, what else would you recommend?
Get you some live shrimp, go fishing, don't worry about the weather. If there's lightning, come home.
That's about as sound advice as you can give on a day like today. It's going to be scattered. Some people are going to get it worse than others. What's the winds like down there right now? That's going to be a main consideration.
It's blowing a little bit. It's maybe 8-10 miles an hour, just a little tiny bit. I mean, it's not much at all.
That's definitely fishable, but you got to stay tight. I would stay off the big bays and running all outside. You know, you got to have to find those little nooks and crannies on the inside and get out of the weather.
Yes, without a doubt. And, you know, you don't have to go that far because I went fishing Tuesday with my favorite person, and I threw top water. And, man, I had a ball, Don. I had a ball.
Yeah, you don't usually throw top water, but when they're biting on it, you love it, huh? You're kind of like me.
Yeah. It's getting to the point where I'm getting old, and it's a lot of work to go out there and just cast and cast and cast. But, you know, This time of the year, I just can't pass it up. So I give it my best shot, and I put some nice fish in the boat the other day, had a bunch of good blow-ups, caught some fish, released some fish, had a great time.
You know, what would you consider the best conditions for throwing the top water, when you're most likely to be able to hit them throwing that bait?
When the gnats are biting. And it's calm.
Yeah, calm is definitely a good requirement. It also helps you see that strike and that blow up, which is a beautiful sight. That and a cork going down under the water. Those are the two most exciting moments in fishing, I think.
Well, you know, I tell people I'm tired of fishing. I'm ready to get back to catching. You know, when you got shrimp, that's all. You just go out there and you catch fish. When you're fishing lures, you have to fish.
Yeah.
You know, you still catch them, but you just have to fish a whole lot harder.
This is the time of year where live shrimp are kind of iffy whether they're going to be available or not. What's it looking like for this weekend? Actually, tomorrow looks like a much better day to get out than today for people who can go either or both.
Well, you know, it's early in the season right now. They're catching some shrimp. The tanks aren't full. They got some shrimp down here. You know, it's first come, first serve. But, you know, I don't know if he's going to go out today, depending on the weather. But, I mean, he's selling shrimp this morning, so I know it makes people happy.
Well, Glenn, you dug out shrimp for years, for decades. That was your livelihood when you had the Breton Sound Marina. What are some tips you give people once you give them the shrimp to keep them alive? Because when you buy live shrimp and you take them out and before you can use them, they're all dead in the well. That's not good. So what's some tips to keep them lively longer?
They have this stuff they call G-juice that you put in your tank. Now, you can only do this if you have a closed system. You can't have a live well that's flushing water in and out. And I feel like in the summertime, that's the worst thing you can have. In the summertime, I go back to the old ice chest in the boat with an aerator in it, put my shrimp in it, and just put some ice in that and leave them in that water. Because in the summertime, the water gets so hot, you're traveling over the hottest part of the water, sucking it into your bait well, you're cooking your shrimp.
Yeah. How about asking your bait dealer to use some of his tank water to fill in your well, if you're not going to use the open system pulling outside water in?
Well, some of them, they don't want to give you the water. And like, well, right now, you know, at Shell Beach, they're working out of the tanks that are in the bayou. So it's bayou water, so it doesn't make a difference. They're not even in the closed tanks right now.
Right.
You know, would it be cooler? They live so much longer. The hotter it gets, the harder it gets.
Yeah. You know, I have people ask me, how do you hook a live shrimp? And there's several ways I do it, but the most common way is, you know, up on the head and avoiding the black dot. Talk about hooking a live shrimp.
Well, I mean, like you said, there's several ways to hook it. You know, you can hook it right in front of the black dot on the head, and I like to use a real small hook. And I say a small hook, I use a number one kale. That way you don't put a big hole in the shrimp's head. Or there's a dot back on his tail, maybe a half inch from the back of his tail, and you can hook them through there. And then sometimes I find if you're hooking them through the head and they're not really hitting them real well, if you hook them through the tail and they start hitting them better, hook your shrimp through the tail and throw them out. They swim different when you hook them in the tail.
They do. And a lot of times it's, you know, what the fish want. You'll find that they'll take them hooked in the head better than they will in the tail, or vice versa. And it's a very valuable commodity, though, and you want to take care to keep them alive and hook them right so they stay alive on the hook and do their job as best they can.
You don't want to overcrowd them. You know, you want the water cool and clean, and you want to have plenty of oxygen. And the biggest thing is overcrowding them. If you overcrowd them, you're going to end up killing them. So, yeah. You know, better off just to go out there with enough and not too many.
Yep.
You know, and keep those alive.
And the good thing about live shrimp, if you don't use them, you can take them home and fry them.
Yeah, that's what's good about saltwater fish. Freshwater fish, worms.
Exactly. Well, Glenn, thanks for filling in for Robbie. We appreciate it. I know he appreciates it because he likes to go turkey hunting this time of the year, and you can do as good a job when you come on. We appreciate it.
He likes to leave here whenever he can.
Exactly right. All right, Glenn, have a good weekend, my friend. Hope to talk to you again soon.
You do the same. Y'all have a great time, and be safe.
Always be safe. Thank you, Glenn. All right, coming back after this, we're going to check on some of those closures for you again and repeat them in case you were all fired up to go down there and do it. And also, we're going to get to our text message board. If you want to send us a message and we'll share it with our audience, you can do that at 504-260-1870. It's good white perch crappie season. It's turkey season, and speckled trout are in the marshes. They're moving in. We'll be right back after this.